بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Allah and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his Muslim nation from whatever he feared for his nation. We have been going through the history of mankind, specifically starting with Adam alayhi salam, and we talked about several prophets, the last of whom was Prophet Yusuf, Joseph alayhi salam. We mentioned that his father Yaqub was a prophet of Allah, and he was married to two sisters. He had from one of these wives two sons, Yusuf, Joseph, and Binyamin, Benjamin. And from the other, he had 10 sons. The son, Yusuf, saw a dream, and his father told him not to tell the dream to the other brothers, or else they may try to harm him. However, those jealous brothers knew of the dream. They conspired to hurt Yusuf. They threw him in a well. Later, when he left the well safely, they sold him as a slave. And then he was taken to Egypt, where the Aziz of Egypt, the treasurer named Qutfir, bought him and told his wife to take care of him. He was about 12 years old, that he would be useful to them and they may take him as a son. When Yusuf grew up as a very handsome young man, the lady of the house, Ra'il, she lusted for him. One day she closed the doors of her quarter and she wanted to have sexual intercourse with Yusuf. However, Yusuf, being a prophet of Allah, being a man who would become a prophet later after this incident, he was protected from committing such a foul act. He ran away from her. She chased him and tore his shirt from behind. The husband knew that Yusuf was running away from the wife, and he was innocent of attacking his wife. However, he told Yusuf to keep it quiet and not to tell others about it. Later, the women of the area blamed this wife called Ra'il for desiring Yusuf. She prepared a sitting where these women were having knives, and when they started cutting the fruits, she ordered that Yusuf go out. When they saw him, they were very astonished at his beauty, and they cut their hands. And this wife, this Ra'il, the wife of the Aziz, she said, unless Yusuf follows her orders and allows her to enjoy him, she would put him in prison. And Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam refused to do such an act, and she told her husband that Yusuf told people about the incident, and as a result, Yusuf, he was placed in the prison unjustly for several years. In the prison, the excellence of Prophet Yusuf was obvious to the inmates. He became trustworthy among them. They loved him. And of course, being a prophet of Allah, he started teaching people about Islam, telling them to worship Allah only, not to worship idols. And people got attached to him. Among these inmates were two, one who used to be the baker of the king, and another one who used to be in charge of the drinks for the king, if you want to call him butler. So these two people saw dreams, and they asked Yusuf to interpret their dreams for them. Yusuf told one of them, the baker, that he would be taken out of prison in 3 days, and that he would be crucified and be killed, and the birds would be eating from his head. And he told the one who was in charge of drinks that in 3 days the king will send after him, and he will get his job back to arrange for the drinks of the king. And he told him, when you see the king, tell him about my case, that I was placed in the prison unjustly so that I would be released. This person who was safe, the butler, he forgot when he got into the palace, got busy with his tasks, he forgot about Yusuf in the prison. And because of that, Yusuf alayhi salam had to stay for 7 more years before he was remembered. And this is how far we got in our last class. Inshallah, now we will continue from this point on. The author, may Allah have mercy on her, said, "The dreams of the king." One night, the king of Egypt saw two dreams that made him disturbed and scared. The king had seen 7 fat cows coming out from the side of the sea, being swallowed by 7 thin, weak cows. So he saw 7 fat cows being swallowed by 7 thin, weak cows. The king awoke, but then he slept again. And when he slept again, he saw 7 green wheat plants and 7 that were dry. So 7 green wheat plants and 7 dry wheat plants. He saw in the dreams, the second dream, that the 7 dry wheat plants also were swallowed. They swallowed the 7 green wheat plants. So we have 7 thin cows swallowing 7 fat cows and 7 dry wheat plants swallowing 7 green wheat plants. Two dreams seen by the king. And when he woke up, he was very disturbed by these two dreams and wanted to have someone who would explain or interpret those dreams for him. So he wanted someone who would reassure him about those dreams. He looked among his advisors. No one knew the interpretation of dreams. So when this happened, when the king was looking for someone to interpret his two dreams, the man who was safe, who left the prison and worked as the butler of the king, he remembered Yusuf. He remembered Joseph, alayhi salam. He said, "I can get you the interpretation of your dreams, but not because I know it, but send me to someone who knows the interpretation of dreams. Send me to him." And he asked that he would, asked the king that he would be sent to prison to meet with Yusuf alayhi salam. So the king ordered this butler to go and talk to Yusuf in his prison. He told Joseph, he told Yusuf the dreams of the king, and in turn Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted these dreams. He said, now he is telling this butler, this person, the meaning of the two dreams of the king. So Prophet Yusuf said, these two dreams mean that there will be seven fertile years with rain and good crops. So there will come a time equivalent to 7 years, during which there will be a lot of rain and people will have a lot of crops, good crops. He said, you will plant every year in these 7 years. When you harvest, leave the wheat grains in the heads, except for the amount that you need for eating. By doing this, you will preserve the wheat store, the wheat that you have. So store this wheat that you are not using for eating. Then after those 7 years, there will come 7 years of infertility. So when there is drought and you cannot plant more wheat. So you will need to start eating the stored food. And you should eat first the oldest, the ones that you stored first, you start eating it first. Now, most of what you have stored will be consumed. After that, a year of rain will come, and the trees will bear fruits. You will squeeze the juice from these fruits. So again, the king had seen seven thin cows eating seven fat cows, and seven dry wheat plants eating seven green wheat plants. So Yusuf said that there will be 7 good years of planting and crops. So take advantage of those 7 years and take some of the wheat for eating and keep the rest in the plant itself. Keep it in there, the wheat grains in the heads. Store those this wheat, and then when you get those years of infertility, then you should use the stored food one at a time, the oldest and the newest and so on, until those 7 years are gone, and then another year of fertility will come, everything will be fine. So he told him this is the meaning of the dream and what they should do. So he had the interpretation, and he had the plan to help these people go through the difficulties that they would be facing. So when this butler, when this person went back to the king and told him the interpretation that Yusuf alayhi salam gave, then this king felt that there was truth in what he was told, that this Joseph, the interpreter of the dream, was a true person. So he said, bring this man to me. He wanted to meet Yusuf alayhi salam. So the messenger went, messenger of the king went to Joseph, and he told him that the king wants to see you, so he's summoning you. At first, Joseph didn't want to go. He wanted to meet with the king only after the king knows of his innocence. So he wanted when he met with the king that already his innocence had been proven. So that's what his plan. So Yusuf told this messenger, this man who was sent by the king to summon him, he said, go back to your king and remind him of the story of the women who cut their heads. Have the king look into the story and know whether I was imprisoned rightfully or unrightfully. The king called these women who had cut their hands. Remember, we said that wife of Potiphar, she had prepared a sitting for them. She gave them sharp knives. And then when they were ready to cut the fruits, she ordered Yusuf to come out, and they cut their hands out of their astonishment at his beauty. So, and then Ra'il imprisoned Yusuf, means she told her husband that Yusuf had exposed her to the people, to the women and to the community by telling them about the incident that happened. And we know Yusuf did not say that, did not tell anybody. But anyway, he was put in prison. So Yusuf wanted the king to investigate what really happened with these women and to find out his innocence. So the king summoned these women, sent after them, and they were asked, what happened with Yusuf? What's the story with Yusuf? They said, we swear by God, we did not see any wrong thing from Yusuf. It means we didn't know about what happened between him and Ra'il from Yusuf. Yusuf did not tell us. We didn't know about what happened because Yusuf said something. Yusuf never told us. So he's clear of this accusation that led him to be thrown into prison. He did not do it. So they openly declared that Yusuf alayhi salam was clear of that false accusation. So now when this woman, Ra'il, the wife of the Aziz, of the treasurer, noticed now that Joseph has been saved, his innocence is clear, now the king likes him and he's important to the king, she confessed. She said, now the truth has appeared. Al-an hashasal haqq. And it sounds clearly. I tried to seduce Joseph, but he did not do anything to me. That he fasta'asam, as mentioned in Al-Quran. That he refused to respond to my cause of seduction. So now the king knew the truth about Joseph's matter and was convinced of his innocence. So, and this was, of course, exactly what Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam desired to happen. He wanted his innocence to be proven without any shred of doubt. So the king said, bring Yusuf to me and he will be of benefit. Bring him to me and he will be of benefit. So Joseph arrived. The king said, you have a high and deep-rooted status with us. Now you are settled with us. We trust you. We know that you're truthful. We have seen great manners from you, and you are trustworthy. So the king wanted Joseph to be close to him. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam said, when the king said he wants to benefit from Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam immediately mentioned how he could be useful to the land. He said, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض. Make me the treasurer over the treasures of Egypt. Make me the person who is in charge of the sources, the resources, and the money of Egypt. And of course, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam did not just, you know, offered himself to take this office out of desire for the office. Yusuf alayhi salam, he wanted to be in an office so high. It's like secretary of treasure, so that's, he's in charge of the money. So he wanted to implement the rules of Islam while he was in that high office. He wanted to take advantage of running the money of the country, of the land, properly as per the rules of the religion. So he didn't want it just to show off, as some people do nowadays when they you know, make themselves candidates for different positions. So Yusuf alayhi salam, of course, was qualified for such a position, because who was the treasurer at that time? The man who bought him and had him, you know, grow up in his own place. And he was in charge of the servants in the palace of that man. So he saw and learned from that man the what the skill, the requirements of this position. So because he was qualified, he said, let me do such a job and to be the treasurer of Egypt. So the king appointed him and removed Qutfir, the man who was a treasurer, and he was, as I've said, discharged of his position. Now, while in his power, this powerful position, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam invited people to Islam in the land of Egypt. Many people accepted, and he was well loved by the people. Their love for Joseph increased when they saw how well he filled his position. He was a just person applying the rules of the religion. Even the king himself became a Muslim at the hands of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is cited, this means we know that the king became a Muslim because Al-Imam Mujahid, the student of Ibn Abbas, is the one who mentioned that. So, now, remember the dream? When those seven fertile years passed, they came. Joseph stored the wheat as he had advised the king to do. Remember, he said, you're going to have a lot of crops. So now, you stored, you just use some of the wheat for your food, and you store the rest to be used later. Then the 7 years of drought came, and to Egypt, and of course other areas. Now, the drought was not peculiar to Egypt. It was also in other areas, and one of those areas was the area of Asham, Palestine, Syria, Lebanon, and what's now known as Jordan. So all of that area of Asham was affected by the drought as well. And of course, who was living in Asham? Prophet Yaqub, Jacob, the father of Yusuf, and of course the family, the brothers and the rest of the family. So the word spread in the area of Asham that in Egypt there was food available for people because they stored it, so it was available. And that this food was under the charge of a nice, kind treasurer. So a man who would be merciful with people. So when this news came, Prophet Yaqub sent his sons to Egypt to buy food. Because, you know, if you are in need, you find ways. So they heard that Egypt has that food, so they wanted to get it. So Prophet Yaqub, Jacob, sent his sons to buy food from Egypt. However, remember, we have Yusuf and Binyamin, Joseph and Benjamin from one mother, and 10 other sons from another mother, two wives of Prophet Jacob. So Yaqub alayhi salam kept Benjamin with him, Binyamin, and he sent the other sons to Egypt. So he told them to go and buy the food from Egypt. They, of course, those 10 brothers or sons, did not have the slightest idea that the treasurer was their brother Joseph alayhi salam. So when they came to Egypt, he recognized them, he knew them. But they did not recognize him. He presented himself in a way that he covered his most of his face with, you know, clothing. And when they looked, they could not, of course, recognize him. So he obscured his part of his face. He recognized them, but they did not. So Yusuf alayhi salam made his brothers very comfortable. And he talked with them. They got to tell him about, you know, that they had left behind a brother called Benjamin. and he's with their father. And then Yusuf alayhi salam encouraged, while talking with them, he encouraged them to come back. It means when they go back to their home, to come back to Egypt. So, and he said, why don't you bring your brother next time? He said, you know, go back to home, you know, get your food, and then bring your brother next time you come. So we will you, we will give you food. You could see how good I am to you. I gave you the good quality food, and I gave you good price, etc. And he told them in one way that if they didn't bring their brother, they would not have food sold to them. So he made it clear to them in one way or another that unless you brought your brother that you left behind, this Benjamin, next time you come, you will not have food sold to you. So they bought the food, they paid for it. And when they were ready to go back home, Yusuf alayhi salam ordered his servants to put the money back in their luggage, whatever they paid for their food, to just be placed back into their luggage. And they did not know, of course. They returned, those brothers, went back to Hashem, to their father, and wanted, they told their father how this treasurer was, you know, he asked to meet with Benjamin, with their brother Benjamin. He, the father was what? Reluctant. He said, how could I entrust you with Benjamin when I entrusted you before with Yusuf? And Yusuf did not return. In the past, you promised that you will take care of your brother Yusuf, and he did not return. How can I trust you again with his brother, Binyamin or Benjamin? And they did not, of course, argue a lot. But when they opened their luggage, they found their money there. The money that they had paid was in their luggage. So they went back to their father and he said, oh, we have met the best of men. Send our brother with us so we can go to that man again, because he gave us money, our money back. So we shall protect our brother. We will bring the food to our people. So they started talking, you know, to their father to convince him to bring. They said, we will gain one more animal load. If our brother comes with us, then we'll have another animal loaded with food. So we will gain one more load if he came with us. And Yaqub alayhi salam, he agreed to send Binyamin with them. But they had given him promises that they would protect him. And he said, the only justification that you would not bring Binyamin or Benjamin back safely to me is that you are surrounded and you are overwhelmed by an enemy, so you cannot, you know, protect him anymore. This would be the only reason I would accept that Binyamin would not come back with you. And then he told them, he advised them, that when they go into Egypt, that they should not all enter from the same gate altogether, 10 sons. He told them, "Udkhulu min abwab mutafarriqa." Enter the Egypt from different gates, just single, not together. And of course, his point was so that they will be protected from the evil eye. You have 10, you know, brothers together coming with their handsome and so on. Some people may hit them with the evil eye. So Prophet Yaqub, their father Jacob, wanted to have them protected. So he told them to go away, to enter Egypt from different places, not all together. So they went back to Egypt with their brother Benjamin now. And when they saw Joseph, they showed him that they brought, made a point. Now, here's our brother that you asked. for he is with us. So Yusuf fed them and made them feel comfortable. And now they were to sleep, of course, at Joseph's house as guests. So, but Yusuf wanted to talk to Benjamin privately. So he arranged their sleeping situation in a way that he gave them mattresses that they would sleep in pairs. So they were 10 and Benjamin. So every two brothers would sleep together. Then Benjamin was left alone. He said, let him sleep with me. He's by himself. Let him come and sleep with me. So Benjamin was to sleep in the quarters of Joseph or Yusuf alayhi salam. So when they were together now, Yusuf and his brother Benjamin, Joseph managed to tell his brother, Yusuf alayhi salam managed to make Benjamin tell about, you know, his family affairs. And Benjamin told him that he used to have a brother called Yusuf, and he has not come back to their to his family yet. So, because what Benjamin thought that Yusuf had died, it's a long time, you know, has passed. So, when Benjamin talked about that he had a brother called Yusuf and he must have died because he never returned home, when he said that, then Yusuf alayhi salam revealed to Benjamin that he was his brother Yusuf. And of course, Benjamin was overjoyed with this disclosure, and they had plenty, of course, of things to discuss together, as they say, to make up for the time they had missed. And then, after some time passed, Yusuf alayhi salam loaded the camels of the brothers with food, and he put a cup that belongs to the king and it has jewels on it. He put it means in the luggage of Benjamin. So now they are about to go back home. So they had their food that they bought and they're going home. He sneaked in, if you want, a cup that belonged to the king. The king drinks from that cup, and it is expensive. It has jewels on it. So he put it in Benjamin's luggage, and he told his brother that, I'm putting it in your luggage. So after he told his brother, he put it there. So Benjamin knew the plan. So dealing with this cup in this way was not an infraction on the part of Joseph. Means his position allowed him to do such an act without his brother or his brothers being hurt as a result. He knew what he was doing. So when they were leaving, some servants noticed that special cup of the king was missing. So they, called out, this cup is missing. And some of Joseph's servants, those who worked for him, went after those 11 brothers now that were sleeping in the king's house, in Joseph's house, in one of those quarters. They said to them, you are thieves. Those servants called the brothers and told them, you are thieves. Joseph didn't tell the servants to tell them that. The servants acted on their own because the king's cup was missing. The brothers, of course, rejected this accusation because really they did not steal it. They don't know about it. They said, we didn't come to your land to commit evil. We did not come to commit evil in your land. Joseph then told them, what would be your punishment if you were liars? Means if we find that you have the cup, what would you suggest that you be punished? What would your punishment should be? They said, you should take as a slave the person with whom you find the king's cup. So they told Joseph, look into our luggage. If you find this cup of the king in anyone's luggage, then that person, you take him as a slave. They suggested that. But that wasn't the punishment according to the law in Egypt. But they suggested that should happen. So they looked for the cup, of course. They started with the other brother's luggage. And then they got to Benjamin's. And then they found the cup in Benjamin's luggage. Of course, Yusuf alayhi salam was what testing his brothers to see what they would do, how would they react if such things happened. And he wanted to give them a chance to prove themselves. Because already what, they hurt him before, more than once. And he thought maybe they will be different this time. So he wanted to test them. According to the law of the king, if the cup was found in Benjamin's luggage, then he would be fined and would be beaten, not taken as a slave. But those brothers said, take him as a slave. If you find it in his luggage, take him as a slave. So when they found the cup in Benjamin's or Benjamin's luggage, they said, oh, if Benjamin has stolen, then also his brother before him, Joseph, has stolen. It means it's not strange that you found the cup in Benjamin's luggage. So he's a thief, just like his brother before, Yusuf was a thief. This is what they said. And so instead of defending their brother, they attacked two brothers at the same time. They attacked Benjamin, accused him that, oh, he's a thief. And his brother, Yusuf, before was a thief. So they spoke against two brothers instead of defending that one brother. So the brothers, of course, did not practice what thinking well of their brother Benjamin. Because, I mean, they know him well. They know that he was not a thief. If they rejected to be called, accused to be thieves, their brother should be also, you know, an honest person like them. But still, when they thought that Benjamin was caught, they said, okay, we're going to give him up. We're going to say he's a thief, just like his brother before was a thief. Because they could have just said, no, Benjamin would not do such an act. There must be a mistake. They defend him some way, but they did not do it. Now, what happened? Why did they, these people say, these 10 brothers of Yusuf, why did they say that Yusuf had stolen before Benjamin? So what was the real story? When Yusuf was young, small, he was with his aunt, who loved him very much. So his father left him with his aunt, and his aunt loved him very much. So Jacob wanted to take him back home. The aunt wanted to keep him. So she didn't want his father to take him from her. She planned something. She took some type of clothing. She took a certain article or item, and then she put it on Yusuf under his clothes. And then the people who wanted that thing did not find it. And then they looked for it, and then somehow they found it on Yusuf under his clothing. Clear? Okay. So, in the rules at that time, revealed to Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, the person who is a victim of robbery or thievery could keep the thief who stole from him as his own slave to work for him. So the aunt, what did she do? Because she supposedly, apparently, was the victim of Yusuf stealing from her. So she could keep him as a slave at her place to serve her. So she got her goal, which is to keep him at her place. Later, of course, After a while, she died, and then his father retrieved him. So that's why they say that Joseph has stolen, because of that story. Now, let me just make sure that we understand the act of Prophet Yusuf putting that cup in his brother's luggage when it's known that his brother will be what? Discovered, and then he would be punished somehow. Yusuf knew that his brother would be will not be punished according to the rules of the king. He will take care of it. Okay? So in no way Benjamin was under any danger of being taken unjustly, punished unjustly. Also, Yusuf did not call out that his brothers were thieves. The servants did that, because it would be a lie, and he knows about it. So a prophet of Allah, we know, would not, any prophet of Allah, Adam, Yusuf, Muhammad, Jesus, all prophets of Allah, do not commit blasphemy, do not commit enormous sins, and do not commit small sins that show the lawlessness of character. So Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not commit any sinful deed in such a scheme. Now, these brothers realized that their brother Benjamin is not coming back with them. Now, according to them, they suggested that he would be kept as a slave because he was, according to them, the thief. So now he's not going to come back home. So they asked Joseph, please set him free, set Benjamin free. Take one of us instead. But Prophet Yusuf said, you said that whoever is the thief can be kept as a slave. And the oldest brother, remember, they had what? Promised their father they would not leave him alone. He said, I shall not leave this area until my father permits me to leave, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endows on me an excuse to leave. And then the other brothers went back to their father and told him about what had happened. So they went back to Asham, to Palestine, and they told him that Benjamin was found to have stolen such and such. So he was kept there. When this happened, of course, Yaqub alayhi salam, this father now felt what? Very sad, now losing another son. And as a result of this extreme sadness, he cried so much that he lost his sight. He lost his sight. Now, Prophet Yaqub had lost his sight before when he lost Joseph, but then he regained his sight. Okay? So temporarily he became blind when he lost his first son, Joseph. Now, again, when he lost Benjamin, then he cried a lot, and then he lost his sight. We should know that prophets do not have permanent blindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not make a prophet permanently blind. This is one of their attributes, that they never have permanent blindness. Temporary blindness may happen, just like Prophet Yaqub's case. So, when the sons saw their father crying again, this time due to the loss of Benjamin, they showed their harshness to their father. I mean, you see your father crying out of sadness for the loss of a son, you're expected to do what? To console him, to help him, you know, deal with the affliction. They did the opposite. They were harsh with their father. They told him, are you going to get extremely sad now, just like you did when you lost Joseph? Jacob told them to go back and get news about their brother Benjamin and not to lose hope of God's mercy. He told them, تحسسوا من أخيكم, means go and find out about your brother and don't be despair of Allah's mercy. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. All of this is mentioned in the Quran in Surah Yusuf. Inshallah, next time we'll continue, inshallah, to tell more of the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.